Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Bachelorette Wrap Up. I'm Amy, here, as always, with the lovely Haley Strong. Haley, how are you doing tonight?
Guess who's back, bitches?
Back from you missed hometown week. I'm very eager to hear what you thought about it.
All right. So, I didn't watch the entire episode. partially my fault, partially not my fault. The reason I wasn't here last week, I had a really, really insane work week, which didn't finish until this Sunday. Okay. So I really only had time to watch the episode on Monday, which I tried to do. But it just, like, the website I watch it on, City TV, they force you to watch commercials. Like, you have to turn your ad blocker off.
Right.
And whenever they start a commercial, it like messes it up and it freezes. Oh. And then I would have to restart the whole thing. And then it would like sometimes stop and like the actual show wouldn't load. So I made it about 25 minutes in. I got about halfway through Jason's hometown date. Mm-hmm. But I listened to your podcast about it. Mel, thanks for joining in.
Yes,
you guys were great.
Thank you.
It was really fun to listen to you. It's so weird to like hear you over my car radio instead of like through my headphones.
Recording, yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
It would be like, oh, I'm talking to Amy. It's like, wait, no, I'm not. Like, you can't talk out loud to her right now because this happened a week ago.
Right.
But yeah, you guys were really good. And I listened to Juliette Littman's podcast. So I have like a grasp on what happened.
So you've become like one of our listeners who just like can't catch the episode anymore. And you're like, I'll just tune into a podcast.
We had like five different people tweet us this week being like, hey, stopped watching the show, still listening to you guys. Like, thanks, guys.
Yeah,
thanks,
I don't know why, but those are just like my favorite. I mean, we want people to watch the show too, but hey, if you have to pick one,
yeah,
we can't give it up. So we'll watch it for you.
So I'm kind of glad that I missed all of Colton talking about his virginity with his family, because there's nothing more horrifying to me than that.
For sure. But you've been to that restaurant in Buffalo, right?
I have indeed. So it was funny. My friend Kristen a couple weeks ago made a joke about, you know, if Jason made it to hometowns. She had gone on a hometown date to Buffalo with me. And one of the places we went was actually the Anchor Bar, which is the restaurant featured.
Yeah.
In this hometown date. So I've taken my friend Kristen on a hometown date to that exact restaurant. We didn't have a wing eating competition.
Uh-huh.
And I've been to the Anchor Bar, you know, a number of times. It is delicious. That is the home of the Buffalo Wing. They're really good, you know. Their secret is Frank's hot sauce and butter, and that's what they put the wings in. It's amazing. Yeah. So,
You have synergy with either Jason or the producers in picking this restaurant for a hometown.
Yeah, it was really exciting to be like, oh my god, I've actually been to that place where they're going right now.
Yes. Awesome. So it's just funny that even you found a way to. When they're in Buffalo, you still couldn't watch the whole episode because it's not your favorite anyway.
Hometowns are hard for me. They're really hard for me.
Yeah. But fantasy suite dates, different story, right?
Yeah, it seems like it's hard for Becca, if you know what I mean.
Definitely. There are a couple of, like, I don't know if there are huge news stories that came out, but a couple, before we jump into this current episode, a couple of things that going around. I saw a story just today that Chris Harrison confirmed that Lincoln was not invited to the Men Tell All, which is next week.
I mean, I would effing hope not.
Right. I think that's just kind of what we're expecting,
like,
but
baseline what should be happening.
Exactly.
Like, you're clearing a very low bar here, Bachelor.
Yeah, right. Yeah, we're glad you announced it, but shouldn't have to even think that would be an option, but yeah, you never know.
Although I'm glad they didn't just like straight up ignore it.
Right. That they're actually making
a
statement.
Although they probably will on the episode.
That's what I'm wondering. Like, would they say like, oh, Lincoln was not invited here because of this, or
yeah, like I wonder the casuals, do they know about this? Probably not, right?
Yeah, probably not.
Like, it's hard because we're so in this world that it's hard to look at things from a casual perspective. And I doubt even many of our listeners could look at it that way because, you know, we were talking about this story, obviously. If you're watching the show, would you have heard about this? And I think a majority of the audience wouldn't. And mm-hmm. so will they even remember Lincoln to be like, oh, he's not here? Or, you know, are they going to mention it? Like, mm-hmm. I highly doubt it.
Right.
But yeah. I just can't give them that much credit that they're going to talk about it.
Right. Yeah, because it's not like one of those scandals that comes up while the show, like on the show.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see. And then the other story that was making rounds that a few people tweeted to us as well, Sacha Baron Cohen's new show did a segment with Corinne Olympios. So she was pranked by Sacha Baron Cohen on Who is America? And I thought it was just kind of interesting that, like, just sort of random that she was somebody that was targeted for the show. You hear about, like, a lot of, like, political figures and things like this, but she was, let's see, it says, coerced by a new Cohen character named Gio Minaldo, a bombastic Italian billionaire and potential buyer of posh islands, to endorse a program that supports child soldiers, don a hazmat suit for a high-fashion Ebola virus photoshoot, and craft an extensive lie about how she saved a Sierra Leone village from a warlord because he recognized her from reality TV. So she was able to do all these things. Does this surprise you at all?
Not particularly.
Yeah. I think there's something like she was lured in by saying she was being presented an award for best reality star or something like that. But she's kind of turned it to say like she's kind of honored to be featured. I don't know if that's like, the best route to go.
So Corinne, like at what point has Corinne's quote unquote scandals ever like not ended up in Corinne being like, oh, like, well, I'm just turning it into something good rather than something bad. Like, I feel like she does that with everything.
Right. Right. Yeah. I mean, at the time she did say there's a lot of things where she was saying, I'm not going to say that. I can't say that. And felt like freaked out. But then she kind of, now that it's out there, she turned it around and was like,
She's the great. Biggest spin doctor I've seen on reality TV in a long time.
Yeah. That's pretty funny. So I haven't watched the segment or anything. I don't know if it's aired yet or not. But
is it a Netflix show?
I don't even know.
Yeah, I only watch Great British Bake Off anymore because it brings me joy.
Yeah, I'm not really big on prank shows. Like, I kind of will read the headlines like and just get disturbed just from like what it'll say that people were willing to do. And I'm like, okay, I'm good. I don't even need to watch it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So Thailand, Fantasy Suite Dates, Final Three. Haley, first of all, how are you feeling about the Final Three and the fact that Colton was eliminated, since we didn't get to talk about that either, about that decision? That surprised you at all?
Wow, I am deeply shocked that Colton got eliminated.
Right before Fantasy Suites?
Yeah, yeah. Just so shocked.
Right. Oh, and you didn't get to really see then the Tia segment either. Just kind of heard our retelling of it.
No, that's okay. I think I'm good for seeing that.
Yeah.
I'm sure we'll see lots of Tia segments in Bachelor in Paradise.
Totally. And I'm sure we'll get all of Colton's story on the mental as well about what he thought about that. So let's see. Who do we start out with? Blake. And Blake, I'm trying to remember what other season this was. Was it Andy's season or Crystal's or something? But there was, they were on sacred grounds and they couldn't touch each other as they were walking.
Yeah, I remember that.
State.
That sounds like my perfect date.
Especially with cameras following you, right?
You're don't touch me in public. That sounds amazing.
Yeah, that's cultural.
That absolutely fantastic.
Totally.
In a different country where it's warm.
Right. Yeah. And then they get some advice from some monks and four, I guess, tenets or important ways to have a healthy partnership. And I wrote them down. They're honesty, adaptation, patience, and being giving. And this led them to bring up honesty and, of course, mention Ari. Ari wasn't honest. But
I think Ari was too honest, actually.
Yeah.
I don't think Ari was a liar, to be honest with you. I think he just like loved too much, and
maybe he withheld a little bit for a while.
Well, and like, Ari was didn't they talk about Ari being honest in the fact that, like, Becca knew that he had still had feelings for Lauren. It was getting hard for him to get over that kind of stuff.
It's a good point. He did bring it up, right?
I would pick out Ari's faults. Mm-hmm. Obviously, easily. We did that for techniques.
Yeah.
But dishonesty is, like, not one of them that I would point out based on his stint as the Bachelor. Like, I feel like he was pretty honest.
Maybe just the fact that last visit, he wasn't like, oh, I'm going to break up with you on this visit. You know, maybe he was like leading her to think it was a normal happy couple visit, but
I'll also like put some blame on the producers who were probably like, sure. Yeah, why don't we break up on screen? He was like, okay, good idea.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm sure they were like, this is the only way she can be the Bachelor.
It's felt moron.
Yeah. Yes, and he did come out later on and say that he tried to just leave and they wouldn't let him leave, you know, because that was another thing we called him out on, like, why didn't you leave when she said to leave? So yes. Are we coming around on Ari? We're actually saying something positive.
No, Amy, stop. Okay. Stop. We're not doing that.
No.
I'm just pointing out the fact that Ari was not honest.
Yeah. Yeah. It wasn't like, it was kind of a forced storyline in this episode.
Yeah.
But they have to mention him every episode at least 5 times. So this was one way to do
that. Is he royalties for that, do you think?
I don't know.
He would have had to sign a release, or is it just like in his contract that they're allowed to mention him forever and 5 always?
Probably. It's that $5 million contract that they, or whatever it is.
Right.
So I'm sure they can, you know, use his image. I mean, they talk about Juan Pablo still, so I'm sure they own everything, except they won't air his wedding because no one wants to see that, right? And we've got Ashley and Jared to look forward to. I'm assuming that they usurped it. Yeah. Was that sarcastic or not?
It was sarcastic.
I'm already like just sick of them, and I haven't even really listened to them. Like, I skipped through the podcast where
that was an automatic delete, thank you very much.
Yeah, when it's like, oh, Jared is joining instead of Ben on their podcast, I'm like, no thanks,
I'm good.
Yeah, that's kind of like an obvious if you hate PDA, they're like PDA to the max, overtly talking about, you know, how in love they are all the time. So, you know, we love romance, but it's just too much.
Need I remind everyone that when Ethan and I met in school, we were in a class of 30 people, and we had every single class together with these 30 people. It was like elementary school all over again.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd say about 80% of the class did not know we were together for many, many months.
Oh, funny.
In case you wanted to know how I do relationships, it's quietly.
Yeah. Did that cause any problem? Like, was anyone trying to get with either of you two in the class?
Interesting. No. Okay. Oh, definitely not trying to get with me. Trying to get with Ethan, one of like 5 cute guys in our class. Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, there was many times where people were like, wait, you guys are together? And we're like, oh shit, you didn't know? Well, then I didn't want to tell you. I thought you guys knew.
Nice. Let's see, going back to this date, I don't know what it is about Blake. Like, he's very sincere. We talked, Melissa and I talked about it last week, just it's almost like he's too sincere for me. I don't know. Like, there's just something like,
yeah,
I can't really get excited
about them.
Yeah.
And as somebody who also has a lot of feelings, like, I want to be the feelingest one.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe because Becca, she's kind of has to withhold anyway because of mm-hmm. her role. So it just does seem kind of imbalanced. Like, maybe it's just coming off as a little too much. I don't know. But I can't get as excited about their relationship.
That's fair, but I see a lot of myself in Blake.
Okay.
In the fact, you know, the anxiety and the emotion and the wanting reassurance and, mm-hmm. you know, needing the comfort and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Like, that's kind of how I am, I mm-hmm. feel like. And so I get Blake and I get where he's coming from. But it's probably not something I would want in a relationship because I am that person.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Rebecca seems more stable, and she probably likes that he has a lot of feelings and kind of tells it how it is. And, you know, he had these life circumstances that have led him to want a very honest, communicative relationship.
Yeah.
So I think that would be very good for Becca, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. And so since one of the pieces of advice was honesty, he brought that into his conversation, saying, I want to be honest about the doubts I'm having. He said, like, I'm not worried about, you know, my feelings for you, but I am worried about you having feelings for these other guys. And what's interesting is that depending when you say that, it can really like hurt your chances on the show. I feel like if you bring it up way too early, then it's good point. Oh, great, you're not ready for the show. This is what I have to do. But do you think at this point it was received okay?
Yeah, I think it was, because they're at the point where Becca gets where he's coming from, because she was like, yeah, I was like that too, because Laura and I were so different. Obviously that was a lot. Mm-hmm. But she's like, yeah, I get it. Mm-hmm. You and Garrett are very different, and so I understand why you'd be confused as to why maybe he's still here, or because you believe in our relationship so much, having a hard time believing that anyone could have a stronger relationship.
Right. And she can't say, oh, well, I'm feeling the strongest for you. You know, she can't give any reassurance. She can only say, I've been in that same situation.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I think that helps to hear. One thing Mel and I also talked about is we really liked his line last week about how falling in love is fun, but staying in love is more fun. And then in this episode, too.
Oh, what a great line.
Isn't it?
Yeah, this episode. Oh.
Yes. So this episode, now I just wrote it down. Where is it now? He said, I look for a reason to stay, not a reason to go. So
I loved it.
That was so great. I feel like he has a future in writing rom-coms, or at least, you know, getting his quips into, you know, selling these little lines that just sound like straight out of like the next, I don't know, there are no rom-com stars anymore, but the next Tom Hanks, Julia Roberts movie. I have to go to like 90s references or Meg Ryan. Let's see. So that's something I really like about Blake, is I feel like she's talked about with Garrett that she's not sure if it's deep enough, that she's just like, okay, we have a lot of fun. They have chemistry, but he's not that communicative, and he's really positive all the time. So she doesn't know like how they would handle conflict. So I think with Blake, she can see that stability and that trust. So that's something that I think is stronger with them for sure. But yeah, his big thing was there's no way that she has this same thing with the other guys. And we haven't really seen the other two expressing any of those kind of doubts.
We haven't seen Garrett express a lot.
That's true.
And I feel like Jason has a pretty realistic expectation about what this is.
Yeah, he's pretty level head. We did hear him say that, you know, like he can see his best friend, he's in love with her, but, and he wants her to be his fiance, but he wasn't like, we definitely, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's jump to the.
Well, he's always, and he's been saying like, oh, I know I'm coming in from behind. Like, I know that I'm not the front runner.
Right. Although last episode, he did say that he thought he surpassed it now, but it was just like, really?
Sorry, Jason.
Yeah. Have you seen the show before? Really? Like, I don't know if we've ever seen someone that was that far behind the beginning, like be the eventual person. Maybe Catherine on Sean's season was the last one. I feel like she was a little slow to get started. So yeah, Jason's date, he had the more like the date that we usually really like, was the exploring the city. Although on this one, they had to eat gross food. They had to eat crickets. So I don't know how you feel about that.
I'm probably not going to do it.
Yeah. Too fun.
One time I went out to dinner with our friend Zach Brooks in Washington, D.C. to this great little Mexican place. Mm-hmm. And he had a cricket taco. And I think I tried one of those crickets.
Did you?
I think I did, if I remember correctly. Not for me.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't imagine. But
well, no, as a vegetarian who didn't know that buffalo wings started in Buffalo.
I didn't know that.
I was, when you were saying it, I was like, you know what? I'm going to give her a pass.
Okay.
Probably hasn't eaten meat in like 2 decades.
Right. I don't even know. When did buffalo wings become a thing? Were they... Ooh,
let me do a quick Google.
Yeah. I'm wondering like when they started trending. Like, was I eating meat then? Probably not. I don't know.
Like, they were invented a while ago.
Okay.
Okay. Let me find this Wikipedia page. How do you like that for a vocal fry?
Let's see how many comments we get.
Yeah, it's like so great. Okay. 1964.
Oh, wow. They've been around a long time. Okay. Yeah. I feel like I didn't even hear about them till maybe college, just because it's like something you go out and have appetizers and eat them, but wasn't like a home dinner that you'd have. So,
no.
Yeah, I just never got the backstory on that. It's so funny.
And as somebody who almost lives in Buffalo,
right.
You know, it's been a pillar of our culture.
Yes. let's see, what else did they do on this date? Oh, well, this is kind of like, we didn't really see a lot of it because they were eating crickets. Everything seemed fine. And then all of a sudden, Becca felt really weird.
It was like a whiplash. Because I was totally. Like, wait, what happened?
Yeah.
It was like nothing happened. She made a joke about them sharing an apartment and then she freaked out.
Right. She just like couldn't go on. And so help me break this down. Do you think that going into this date with Jason, she knew she was eliminating him, but
she kind of just wanted to bone him.
Right. Kind of wanted to like keep it going. And then maybe this comment made her like feel guilty that she was leading him on too much.
Right. Yeah.
Or was it like it just hit her when she said it, like, oh, it doesn't feel right. That the way they framed it was that it didn't feel right.
Yeah, it seems like it kind of just hit her all of a sudden.
Mm-hmm. That's like, wait a minute, I don't see this happening.
Yeah.
And I don't want to go to the fantasy suite with him if I don't see it. I just can't imagine, because we did hear her say, I'm in love with two guys. And then she said, and I'm falling in love with another. So she knew going in. And I think I heard her on Ben and Ashley Eye's podcast before the season started. And she kind of alluded to that, like it was kind of between two people for a while and that she did have feelings for two people. So I probably should have listened to that, because then once she said that, I was like, OK, well, obviously Jason's going home, because it's Garrett and Blake are the ones that she felt that way about. But I don't think we ever heard her say that she was in love with Garrett until this episode. Like, I think that was maybe new information.
Yeah,
maybe. I mean, we can kind of see it because she got really emotional when he said he was falling for her. But I know for sure with when Blake said it, she said, I feel the same way in her confessional. But I don't remember it being shown anyway about Garrett until now.
I agree. Because I think part of it is also we've gotten a lot of comments from Blake being like, I'm falling in love with you. And she's like, I love that.
Right.
And
like, he's more expressive.
Because he's said more, Becca's been able to react to more.
Yeah. Well, and I think
also Blake is so jacked. Oh my God, was he?
I was like,
oh my God, don't put a shirt on. Oh my God, that back. Oh my God.
Yeah. Who knew? Very true. And I think Garrett didn't say like, I love you until this episode. I think before it was like, I'm falling. So he's like one phrase behind the other two guys, like one episode off. So she probably couldn't really say it ahead of him. Let's see. So she steps away and it didn't seem like he picked up on anything at that moment.
Like you should pick up on it.
Yeah. They must have just continued their date and just not really shown it to us, because
maybe
she stepped aside at dinner as well. And that's when it got more awkward. And that's when she like stepped aside and then brought up like that she didn't feel the same way. I didn't feel like she could give him the fantasy suite card. And I kind of liked how he sort of challenged her on it. What did you think about that?
Jason challenging it?
Yeah. Like kind of like, well, if you're not for sure, are you confident in it? And,
I liked it.
Uh huh.
Maybe because, I have, what's his name? Jason. I have Jason colored glasses on right now. So like yeah. he can almost do no wrong.
Right. That's how I feel too. I'm like, yeah, everything he does is great.
But I felt like he did it in like a respectful manner where it wasn't like, you're such a bitch. Like we're yeah. supposed to be together. It was like, well, are you sure? Like, right. how are you, like, explain to me why you are sure about this. And because she was having some difficulties vocalizing it. And it was right. more like, I just have a weird feeling and I feel weird and it's mm-hmm. not good. And he's like, okay, but what's that weird feeling? Is mm-hmm. this something you can work through? Right. Is this something you've been feeling longer than today? What brought this on?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Are you 100% confident? She said, no, I'm not confident that was the right choice. So I almost thought that they were going to like do something where it was like, okay, we're not going to do the fantasy suite date, but we'll like stay in separate rooms or we'll, I almost thought that he was like going to convince her to like, sort of like, okay, just keep me around. We'll talk it through and just see, you know, because he was respectful about it and wasn't taking it personally. Yeah,
and he wasn't like, no, that's not what your feelings are. I'm going to stay. Like, it didn't come yeah. off like that to me. It came off as like, okay, well, where did this come from? Because this hasn't been a thing.
Mm-hmm. And I think like the way that she did it too, it like kind of prepped him for that he would be getting eliminated there. So it wasn't like a total, she talked about how it kind of blindsided him, but like the fact that she stepped away and sort of like was leading up to it and probably earlier in their date maybe picked up on some things as well. I think it sort of like allowed him to not have that total like blindsided reaction. I saw a tweet from the other Becca where I think it was like that he looked like he was trying to force a tear because he didn't cry like other guys did. I think like he was just sort of like, okay, like he handled it well. And you know, we see later that he comes back, but really Becca was especially upset about it. I think because what did she say, that she felt bad that she couldn't explain it to him. She didn't know what to say really.
Yeah.
And was worried that she did what Ari did, but not as bad as what Ari did to her.
Totally different.
Yeah. She didn't even bring him back to the fantasy suite. So I think it's a little bit different. And then let's see. Oh, I liked, he also said like that he was rooting for her happiness. And he said that even at this point, he said it again when he came back, but he didn't have any like bad words to say. He wasn't bitter. He was just, you know, confused and upset, but not, I don't know, not one of those Chris exits or any number of people that we've seen in the past that just have those like, no, don't lock me out, you know, kind of exits. So
what I like to call the Joe.
Yeah, totally.
From Caitlin season.
Oh, totally. Yeah, where they really show their true colors. We're like, oh, I thought this was a normal person, but no. Then we have Garrett's date where they're rafting down a river. What was so funny to me was that Becca was like, I didn't realize that it was a Thai national holiday. And so it was just like this jam-packed, like, I don't even know what you'd call it. Like, it looked like everybody had gone to the same river. It was a roadblock. You couldn't move. You were expecting it to be like this really serene, like paddling down alone. And
nope.
Yeah. People were splashing them. And I liked how she's like, oh, I didn't realize. It's like, no, the producers didn't realize that they were scheduling this, you know, on a national holiday. But they had fun with it. I think it kind of fit their personalities. What did you think?
Yeah, I thought it was like a fun date.
Yeah. And this is where he tells her he loves her. Again, I didn't write much down about this date. Nothing really stood out to me too much. He did get emotional. I felt like maybe he was like came in knowing that he should do that to kind of show, talking about his ex and worry, like having that fear, because in the last episode, she kind of talked to him about how she's worried that she hasn't seen that side to him because he doesn't get upset. So he found something to get upset about, I guess, and came in with it. Maybe the producers are like guiding him, like, you know, she needs to see this side of you. So get those tears out. says he loves her. And then one thing I noticed when she gave the fantasy suite card, he read it out loud. And then she said, unless I got this wrong, I think she said like, oh, you were very good at that. Like, should she be surprised that he can read?
I missed that. And she is probably surprised that he can read.
Because he's mentioned it a few times, like, oh, like when the debate happened, like, I'm not really good about this talking stuff, or I'm not good about saying how I feel. Yeah. Not good at writing. So that was funny. But yeah, they, those were the two, her two strong ones that she already was in love with. And I'm assuming you're rooting for Blake. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. For draft reasons and for
true,
you know, reasons.
Yes, I was still rooting for, you know, rooting for Jason, but it just wasn't. It's not in the cards. It was kind of clear going in that he was the distant third.
Yeah,
yeah. Where do you think Jason goes from here? Do you think he goes to Paradise? Do you think he goes to Bachelor?
This is hard because if he's not in like the first or second wave of people going to Paradise, I don't think it's great for him to be in like near the end when people already have relationships pretty solid.
Right.
And I've said that I want to see him as Bachelor. I just worry because he's so young that it might go to his head.
Mm. Yeah. Like we love him now, but would it
like
change things?
Yeah,
for sure.
And like it did change Ben, really. Like we still love Ben,
right? Yeah, he's still a stand-up guy, but Nick, this is another story.
Yeah, like Nick is not the same guy we started podcasting about, really.
No, not at all. Not at all. Let's see. We do have Jason does come back. I don't feel like they really
picked it up.
Yeah, not at all. And maybe because it wasn't like a dramatic. It wasn't him being upset. It was just sort of him being the stand-up guy that he is and sort of wanted that closure. And he gave her a gift, which we didn't see the other two guys do.
No.
And that's always a move that we like.
That's Mel's favorite part of any season.
Yes.
She loves she loves a good scrapbook.
I know, and he did it. He had help with it. I don't know. Looked like a really nice, like, our first kiss, like, sort of, like, sentimental and cute. So I thought that was nice to just have them have their moment and probably had helped Becca feel a little better about it because she saw, I don't know, she was so confused about, I felt bad that she confused him. And I think showing that, like they could say, like say their goodbyes and, I don't know. She also gave him a really good endorsement, I feel like, for being the Bachelor.
I do, too.
So that kind of helped his story as well. And then I noticed on Twitter, he came out with like kind of a, you know, when they do like a screenshot of a statement or something.
Mm-hmm.
And he had, let's see if I can find it, but it just looked like he wants to be in the running, kind of, you know, like it was just like so like sweet and nice about his experience and thank you for all the support and Becca's great. What did he say? Like, this journey for love was not supposed to be easy. I left heartbroken, but the experience with Becca made it all worth it. I had built up walls. I completed this journey with a refreshed emotional connection and a stronger alignment between my head and my heart. I learned that it's okay to be vulnerable. It's okay to show and share my emotions. This life-changing journey taught me how crucial it is to face your fears and understand what has sparked your pain. So that's not all of it, but, you know, just thanking his family and thanking his friends for coming out to Richmond. And let's see, what does he say? Lastly, thank you, Becca. You made me a stronger man and put me in the right state of mind to find a best friend and life partner. You are an amazing person. As you know, I will always be rooting for your happiness. So, you know, that's kind of like he's ready for it, I think.
It's very politics.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
So we'll see how it's received on the mental hall.
Yeah, I think I would be fine. I think I would enjoy a Jason Bachelor. I don't really want to see Blake as the Bachelor.
Because we want him to win.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That, and I just like, I just don't know how he would be.
Right. Yeah, I agree. It's hard to say. But I mean, he has a lot of fans as well, for sure. So if he's out of the running and then, do you think they would go with a Garrett Bachelor?
No.
Yeah. I don't think so either. But in that article that where Chris Harrison was talking about how Lincoln was not invited, he made like this huge point to be like, don't put Garrett and Lincoln in the same sentence. Like Garrett, like just like did something you disagree with. It's not against the law, which is true, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So, and then he kind of hinted that like, you know, I'm sure he'll still be dealing with, you know, the Instagram controversy and be talking about it, but he's not gonna be on the mental at all. So I don't know, you know, it just might mean that like, I don't know if they'll talk about it on After the Final Rose. Either way, like he'll be on the show.
Again, or if he's just, I doubt it.
Yeah, if it's just like in his own personal life that he'll have to speak to it later on, you know. Let's see. So before we talk about the final, like the final decisions and everything and our questions, Hila, I know you talked about that you had a really hectic work week.
I did. I did. I needed some energy. I had a lot of very long days. My shortest work day last week was 10 hours.
Oh my gosh. So I'm sure, you know, with any long work day, or even if you're just traveling and you're going to Fantasy Suite dates, you kind of need to have...
if you just like snacking.
Yeah. You need to have something on your side, something convenient, something healthy. And one of those great options is RX Bar. It's a whole food protein bar, and the bars are made with 100% whole ingredients, egg whites, dates, and nuts. And even the front of the package, they're upfront with their ingredients. It's out on the front of the package. It's a go-to snack that checks off a number of nutritional boxes. But the best part, they actually taste delicious too. Haley, I know you've tried them. I've tried them. They're just like a great, reliable, convenient snack that are really tasty.
Yeah, I like to carry them in my purse because I get a little hangry in the mid-afternoon. Mm-hmm. Or it's a good thing to have for breakfast. I've even split them in half just as like a mid-morning, like get me through until lunch kind of snack. Yeah. My favorite kinds were the blueberries and the mixed berry ones. I like the fruity ones. And I see that they have some new flavors, mm-hmm, that I'm dying to try, mm-hmm, like mango pineapple. Oh my gosh. Write that on a t-shirt and give it to me because I want it right now.
Yeah.
Maple sea salt, apple cinnamon, chocolate hazelnut. Like, give those all to me right now.
Yeah. Peanut butter and berries. And there's 11 delicious flavor varieties in all. But yeah, the new flavors were introduced in May. And starting May 29th, they also introduced RX Nut Butter, made with the same core ingredients as the protein bars. The new nut butters include a base of nuts, peanuts or almonds, egg whites, and dates, and they have honey cinnamon, peanut butter, and vanilla almond butter. So I can imagine like spreading that on an RX bar as
I think it would be really good. Oh my god. Like put it in between two RX bars and have like a sandwich.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, or like you mentioned, like sometimes just half is enough, which shows how like filling they are and just like a great texture. And there's whether you like sweet or savory, chocolate or fruit flavors, there's a flavor that you'll enjoy. I really like the chocolate coconut, so I feel like that would be really good with a little peanut butter spread on top too.
I bet if the guys had these RX bars during their Fantasy Suite dates, it would have been really good for them.
Yeah, good for travel.
Really get them through the night there.
Exactly. Good for, you know, you sleep through, you can't get room service. Good for the 3 a.m. munchies for whatever reason you may have them. And then they have no added sugar, no artificial colors, no artificial flavors, no preservatives or fillers. And the egg white protein stands out as a source of protein that is easy for your body to absorb. So it's a natural source of protein. It's not one of those like powders or something that you're just not quite sure about. So that's really cool as well. And we have a special offer for 25% off your first order. Visit rxbar.com/batch, that's BACH, and enter the promo code batch, BACH, at checkout. And let's see. I think that's it. But let us know which ones you try, especially if you try the new flavors, because we haven't had a chance to try those ones yet, but they just sound so good. All right, Haley, we had the rose ceremony, even though Jason wasn't there.
Like, we do this all the time, and it's awkward. So annoying. Because it's like, okay, yeah, they're not there. Oh, both these guys accepted a rose? Wow, what a shocking turn of events.
Totally. Let's see. I thought it was just more just funny, like, the segment at the end. Did you see that in Canada? The little Blake waiting there?
Yeah, like that was so real to me. Like, I feel such a kinship with Blake. Amy, a little inside podcast for this. Uh-huh. Whenever we hop on the line, about 90% of the time, like right before, I'm like, okay, I have to go take one last anxiety pee. And then, like, yep. There's been times where halfway through, I'm like, okay, Amy, I have to go to the bathroom. I have the world's smallest bladder.
Yeah.
And so, like, this is so real to me.
The anxiety and, pee.
It's anxiety. I'm like, oh, I'm so anxious. Oh, I have to go to the bathroom. Like, that's my life. That's my existence. That's how I, you know, have to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, like, yeah, very relatable. And it also showed that, you know, it's so serious when they're standing there, but you could tell that, like, Blake and Garrett still get along, you know, they still can laugh. And it's not like, I don't know, the really contentious relationship or anything like mm-hmm. that, even though they are down to the final two. And, you know, Blake at least has expressed nerves about it. Garrett, not so much, but who knows? Yes. So, that was not a big shock. It was just more like waiting for to see if Jason showed up or not.
Yeah.
He didn't. But yes, it's a two-way street. So they just kind of say that same talking point. And then was there anything that stood out to you from the preview for next week?
No.
Yeah, they're going to the Maldives.
But we're not even seeing that next week, right? We're seeing Mental All.
Mental All. They didn't really show anything from Mental All.
No, because I don't think they'd filmed it yet.
Oh, maybe not. I suppose. Just, we'll maybe hear from everybody.
I don't know. Because usually we get some little bit of clip, right? But
I feel like we do.
The only clips we saw were from the episodes.
The coming up. Yeah. The final two. True. Yeah. Are you looking forward to Mental All?
I mean, I'm not looking forward to the Mental All.
Yeah.
I usually leave that episode feeling frustrated pretty much every time.
Yeah, because we don't really get any clear answers. What's different about this one is that, like with the Bachelor episodes, it's always like an audition for Bachelor in Paradise, but this time they've already decided, and basically all of the cast is in Bachelor in Paradise anyway, from what we can tell. There's maybe just a few that we might not know about if they're late arrivals, but yeah, it'll be maybe that's when we'll get the preview for Bachelor in Paradise, like a stronger preview.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. I've seen like a few clips going around where it's basically just Jordan being Jordan, but nothing really. Let's see. Have you seen any like promos? I think they showed Kendall with Grocery Joe.
Yeah. And I've been trying to avoid like any articles being like, this is what we think happens in Bachelor in Paradise or just anything like that.
Right. Right. I think the most obvious thing would be Colton and Tia exploring that relationship, seeing where that goes. Do you think they're going to end up a couple, or do you think that Colton is kind of over it? If you had to guess.
I'd say they probably make out.
Yeah. Yeah, they definitely go on some dates. Let's see. So we have some questions. First, I suppose we should talk about the draft.
Should we?
It's locked down.
Guess what? We're not
winning. We didn't win.
Neither of us are winning.
Melissa Denny has first locked down with 201 points, and she has Garrett remaining and had Jason this week. So she lost Jason. Haley, you have Blake left, but only 130 points. So yeah, a lot of difference there. And then I have 113, losing Colton last week. So I just have to see like what happens Mental All and after the final rose. VIP, maybe I'll get like two more points out of this.
Yeah, perfect.
Yes. So we're gonna have to go back to the drawing board for next season. I don't know who we're gonna invite, but you know, I'm sure we'll have something fun. But you know,
we should just have my dad on.
I think so. We need something different. Because all our theories of who we can invite haven't worked out. But I can see your dad doing it, and it'll be like a Mike Bloom all over again, where it's like he has all Final Four left. Because that would be our luck. But Yeah. Follow at George CTV to get the full breakdown. But, you know, it's just the story of our lives now. We've done it too long. We're like overthinking it, I think.
But the thing is, like, it's usually you or I who has the winner.
Oh, so that would be
like I've had the winner. I'm pretty sure I've had the winner the last couple seasons, except when Mike did it with us.
Right. Yeah. Well, I hope so. I hope it's Blake.
Because who won last season? Becca. Won. Well, I technically.
Right.
I had Becca.
That's true.
On my team.
That was a weird
she
one.
She technically won.
True.
And then who was before Becca? It was.
Plus, you got the Becca points for Bachelorette, too.
Yeah. And then who? Rachel. I don't know if I
Mike
had Brian.
That was Mike's season.
You had Brian. Right.
Mike got it all.
And then I had Vanessa because I always pick the Canadians.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I don't know what we're doing here.
I'm just trying to validate ourselves.
And then like the winner. Because yes. Like, look, Blake was my first pick.
That's true. That is good. Yeah. Unlike, I think Becca was like your last pick last time.
Yeah. She was not high up.
Yes. How have you felt about her overall as a lead now that we're towards the end here?
This is a tough question because I feel like I've been having to defend her to people who think she hasn't been a good lead. Mm-hmm. But I really like Becca, the person. Mm-hmm. And I think she's been a decent bachelorette, honestly. And I don't know if I just am like biased because I like Becca. Mm-hmm. But I don't think she's been as bad as people are saying, and I don't think the season has been as bad as people are saying.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I think
I feel like we come in here every week and have fun.
Definitely. And
there's been seasons where we haven't been able to do that.
Right. Yeah, and I think the disconnect maybe is that I feel like on Ari's season she was maybe more lively, more outgoing, and I think here when she's in the driver's seat and has to like hurt people, she's just a little more maybe more cautious, and she works in PR, so I feel like maybe she's just like a little more careful about what she's saying.
Yeah,
and so we're not getting like totally off the cuff statements or anything like that, but I think
but
she's
we are getting like
forward.
Emotion from her, like when she gets up and has to leave at certain points, and you know, like that's real, and she's funny and she has fun, and I don't know, I like her. Mm-hmm. I'm enjoying her. I've been decently enjoying the season, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. So let's jump to our questions. And as always, thank you everybody for sending them in, emailing them, tweeting them, posting on Facebook. So we have a couple emails here. This one is from George. It says, ladies, please rank the following date options. Going on a hike where you can't touch your date, eating crickets, going rafting, and having strangers splash you with river water.
Obviously, number one is hiking where no one can touch me. Amazing. That sounds great.
Yeah.
Two is the splashing, mm-hmm. and three is the crickets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The rafting, it kind of reminded me of, like, I don't know if they do this around where you live, but, like, tubing down a river or something. That's kind of what it reminded me of. That it was just, like, everybody out there, and you kind of just bump into people. And, yeah, it seems like it would be fun, but it's a little more, I don't really like to be around like huge crowds. So whenever it's a big holiday weekend, I tend to avoid going to a popular place. So that particular one, I probably wouldn't like as much, but crickets are always dead last. If you have to eat something weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then what do you think will end up happening with Jason's scrapbook that he gave to Becca?
It went right into the fire. Oh, sorry. There's options. Yeah, there's options. Oh, I forgot.
A, she'll give it back to him at the after the rose taping. B, she will use it to bounce out a wobbly table at her house. C, the guy she chooses for the final rose will fling it into a pool the same way Lincoln's framed picture ended up. And he says, thanks for the fun podcast all season. Thank you, George. Is this George, our draft master?
Yes.
Yes, sorry.
It's probably going the same George. Place that... Jean Blanc's cologne is going into.
Oh yeah. I don't know, I feel like she'll actually like, unless like whoever she picks is like really uncomfortable.
Are you keeping a scrapbook of a guy you used to make out with who you no longer make out with because you're continuing to make out with one of his friends?
Yeah, I guess she just could enjoy it in Thailand, and then maybe what if she auctions it because everyone likes Jason, right?
Yeah,
I would get some money for that's charity.
Fine to me, I think.
Yeah. But yeah, it's a little. But do you think it was weird that he gave it to her? Because it is kind of like one of those moves where it's like,
it is weird.
You really want to give it now? But it's like, I get it because you like put the effort in and you're like, but wait, I was going to do this. That's not going to change your mind, you know?
No.
Let's see. This is from Guillaume. Hi, Amy and Haley. Unreal season 4 recently dropped on Hulu. And this season was parodying the Bachelor Pad, Bachelor in Paradise format. They would have a competition between the men and the loser was eliminated, which meant there were fewer men than women. Then the men gave roses and the woman without a rose was eliminated. Following week, switched up. Would this be a better format for Bachelor in Paradise since it might force people to have relationships with multiple people in case their favorite got eliminated in a comp and they have no one to give them a rose? More chances for switch ups? What do you think? You know.
I do like this idea. There needs to be some way to switch up Bachelor in Paradise because, like, I want a singles island and a couple's house.
Ooh.
In the same season.
Kinda like, Are You the One?
Yeah, 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 exactly. So we'll see the couples and how they are getting together. Mm-hmm. Like, it's hard because, you know, there might be that single that comes in and breaks up that couple. But I just, there needs to be some retooling, and I just can't quite put my finger on what it is that they should do.
Right. I mean, we've talked before about, you know, having like a mandatory, like you can't turn down a date or, you know, somebody has to go on the date because we've seen where people, no one wants to go on a date, which can be really funny, of course, if it's Kaylin or someone that you just don't want to see you go on a date.
But it sucks for those people who come in late, near the end and then like no one wants to go on a date with them.
Right. Right. Or when, yeah, somebody sort of like says, well, here's all the couples, so there's only one person that you can go on a date with. And
yeah.
So, you know, they can consult us and we'll try to come up with, you know, we'll have like a mini think tank and try to see what they can do differently. But yeah, they haven't really changed it up in all these seasons and it's definitely due for one. Then we have patron questions. Alicia J. Rosen, does the information that has come out about Garrett after filming, about his social media posts, etc., change how you're watching the relationship between him and Becca and how you feel about them as a couple? Would you have been hashtag Team Garrett if this information hadn't come out, if that changed your opinion? Or have you always been Team Blake and the news just confirmed your instincts about Garrett? That's a good question.
Yeah, it is. It absolutely has changed the way that I'm watching that relationship. I'm sorry. You know, there's people who've said like, it's not that big of a deal. But it has changed the way I feel about those things. There's just no way around it. Would I enjoy? Yeah, I think I would enjoy Garrett because there's been times on the season where if I can, you know, put it out of my mind for a second, I'm like, yeah, I get them together and I like them together. Mm-hmm. But I still think I would like Blake more just because he's giving me more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think
because the boring stock guy has never really been someone who really interests us. Like I know, you know, you or I, Amy, that's just not like our type.
Right.
We like somebody who has a little more intrigue. You know, so yes, definitely it has changed my perspective, but I don't think that I would be like, oh my God, Garrett, I love you so much.
Right. Yeah, I agree. I think it definitely has affected it. I see like that they look really cute together. And I think if I didn't have this information, I would be feeling a different way about them. I'd probably maybe be more like, oh, I could see it going either way. And, you know, depending what she's looking for, because they are very different. But I haven't been as excited. Like, I feel like I still wouldn't have been excited about him in these last couple episodes just because he isn't very expressive. And I feel like she needs more depth and she's talked about that. But I don't know if that will ultimately affect her decision. But he was giving me more like Chris Soules vibes lately, and maybe just because they went on a tractor type date, but it just seems
and
like
he kind
he's
of looks
not,
like Chris Soules.
Yeah, I feel like he's just, you know, Chris was pretty boring and wasn't very communicative either. And I think that in the long run, Becca will need more. And if she chooses Garrett, I just don't know how she can brush aside, you know, if I believe her views are different from what his Instagram likes. So it's, I feel like definitely has to be a conversation and if he's not very communicative about, you know, explaining why he liked those posts, then that could be like a hard thing, I feel like, to get over if you have very different values.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, definitely a good question. And it was interesting to like have that information so early on, where normally like, when, you know, you wouldn't find that out, or you wouldn't, I try to avoid their social media anyway, so I wouldn't really know anything about them from that. And normally I agree that it's kind of nice that they get to know each other without that. But in this case, I would kind of want to know that information before dating somebody.
Yeah, like Julia Lippmann says on her podcast all the time that like Becca, after the first night, should be able to go into a room and have access to Google and everyone's profiles and stuff, just to be like how it would be in real life. Yeah,
right. Stephen Schultz. Jason is the next Bachelor, right? All right, so we got Stephen on board. I'm rooting for Jason as the next Bachelor.
Yeah, I am too.
Know.
Yeah, I'm here for that.
Yeah, Justin Feinberg. I sweated profusely in the night portion of the date. Which night portion? That was Blake, right?
I think, yeah, I had to have been.
Yeah. It's funny because I see all these ads on Twitter for like some kind of medication for excessive sweating. And I'm like, I wonder why these are getting served to me, but maybe Blake needs that.
All of my ads on Twitter lately have all been in French, and I don't know why.
Oh, interesting. Well, you are in Canada, so, you know.
May we?
Yes.
Je suis au Canada.
Yeah. I feel like he meant when they were hiking or the dinner, but
yeah,
obviously the Bachelor's going to play it for the other, you know, the overnight.
Yeah, like, did you see the sexy, like, hop on the bed and then Blake sexily gets up and closes the door? Like, why was that so hot? It was hot.
Yeah, like his whole, like, shadow showing through.
Yeah.
Yes. Justin Feinberg, did Becca really need a moment to breathe with Jason? Or was that just an unfortunately timed bathroom break preceding an uncomfy breakup? Kind of like with Colton. She took that break and, She tweeted that it was a bathroom break, although then I listened to Colton on Ben and Ashley Eye's podcast, and he didn't really confirm that. He just sort of said like, oh, I understood that she needed time away to process it. So, you know, two sides to that story too. I feel like this was an accurate one. What do you think?
Yeah, I think she kind of like freaked out and had a panic attack.
Yeah, and maybe he just thought she was overheated or something outside walking around. But Amanda Danforth, did anyone else notice that after Becca and Garrett's fantasy suite date, the headboard was broken?
Ew, no.
Oh, I didn't notice that either.
Like Edward and Bella style?
Oh my gosh. I feel like they could have gotten an intern to fix that or change up the filming, right? Oh, I need a screenshot of this because I don't
need a screenshot of this.
All right, we'll take Amanda's word for it. Yikes. I did not notice that. Michelle J. Miller. Since Becca noted that both Blake and Garrett got haircuts after hometowns, was Jason's Gordon Gekko do part of what held him back?
I mean, it's possible. Definitely.
Yeah. I didn't notice her saying something about haircuts. But yeah, I guess that makes sense.
I didn't remember that either.
They had like a nice like long amount of time, I'm sure, before, you know, the travel takes time, and then depending when their hometown date was.
Yeah.
That's kind of funny. I mean, we talked about, or you talked about with Angela about his hair, so I think that's something that they would have to fix if he was the Bachelor. I think they have to figure something else out. Will Holston. Garrett told Becca he'd definitely be willing to meet somewhere in the middle when asked if he would move for Becca's career. Google tells me the approximate halfway point between Reno and Minneapolis is Cheyenne, Wyoming. Could Becca and Garrett survive a move to Wyoming? That's pretty funny. I remember that comment. It's like, what does that mean, meet in the middle, when it's like moving somewhere? Like, kind of pick one or the other, right?
Yeah, I think they could do Cheyenne. Like, why not?
Yeah. I mean, she could work remotely. I don't know if Cheyenne is like really big for her career, but what does he do, really? Do we know? I don't remember.
Sales?
Maybe. He said he could do it anywhere, so. But yeah, he didn't seem that enthused about Minneapolis, that's for sure. So,
Did you take offense to that?
Well, I mean, they never visited it. So I feel like you kind of have to, it's one of those places where it doesn't sound very exciting until you.
I feel like I would love Minneapolis. Yeah. I still need to come. I need to come for a little viz.
Yeah, I need to go to Target Field, Mall of America.
And go to Target.
Target, yes. We still have those. Yeah, we have a nice one downtown.
Rub it in, why don't you?
I know. No. I'm still sad that it didn't last in Canada. Because even, you know, like, had Canadian flair. Like, I feel like.
Devastating. I love Target so much.
I like when, like, chains or things, like, have a little bit something different in Canada, like how they'll have like a maple leaf in the sign or something, or a little bit different foods. And so, yeah, I want like American stuff to do well there too. It's always a little bit different. And then Emma Rose, did you also cringe when you saw Jason return?
I didn't. No, when I saw this question, I was like, wait, really? I didn't cringe. I cringed at the scrapbook. Yes, I'll give you that, Emma. But I thought he came back and he wasn't trying to win back a back. He wasn't trying to be like, you made a mistake. Mm-hmm. He was saying, I need more closure, which I think is fine and reasonable.
Yeah, they didn't end on like a really bad note. She felt guilty about it and they talked it through. So I think, yeah, him coming back, depending on what his intentions were, I think I would have, but he wasn't coming in saying like, she needs to like realize what she's done. I have to like, I'm not going to leave here without getting like a second chance. You know, it wasn't that.
Yeah.
So I think because of that, I was like, oh, good. More Jason on my screen. So yeah, not too bad, but it's interesting to see different perspectives because yeah, normally if it was somebody else, if we didn't have the Jason colored glasses, probably would.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we needed something because this is usually the episode where an ex shows up or, you know, something like that. Somebody from early in the season has some warning. So this was like a fake, like dramatic event that wasn't at all. So yes. All right. Well, that is it. Do you have any takes from Doug, whose birthday was last week? So we didn't have anything last week.
I do. Hi. Happy belated birthday, Doug. Oh gosh. Let me find the texts. Getting sleepy. It's that time where I'm just like, oh. All right. So Doug says, to answer Mel's question from last week, I should be the bachelor, the next bachelor. Obviously, the person who is too shy to talk to the girl in his workplace that he has a crush on would be a perfect fit for a nationally broadcast dating show with nearly 30 eligible women. I do think Jason would be great, but if they really want to stir up controversy, which they do, they should bring back Dean. That's Ooh, interesting. What do you think about that?
Wow. That would
give
really
me Dean in 5 years.
Yeah, he still needs time, doesn't he? Like,
yeah,
we saw this whole like mature relationship with Leslie, but it didn't last. So
yeah.
I can't imagine that he'd be ready for that. But that would be controversial. That would be like, I could see them doing something like that. But that still is early for him, I think.
Yeah. Instead of Jason coming back to confirm the breakup, they should have flown in clean for one more chance. Stop, Doug. Stop with this. Becca could have said, what are you doing here? And we could have cut to an aside of Clay saying, it seemed like she was surprised to see me. Please do your Clay impression voice. I don't even remember what my Clay impression voice was.
Oh, my God.
Becca, you seem surprised to see me. Is that what you want?
Yeah, I think so. And I believe he is confirmed for Paradise, which is like
no,
so
short.
No, I don't swear. Know.
No,
I think
I'm
he
like
is.
Saying like no, yeah. Like why?
Why? That's but I think he
like,
is.
No, I don't believe you. It's more like stop.
Like yeah. Like Andy. Yeah. I think so, and I just can't imagine that. Yeah, he'll be anything interesting there. All right.
Stop has been one of those things where we would make fun of it, but now 4 years later, I'm still saying it as like
yeah.
accidentally thing.
Yes.
Doug goes on to say, I love the Buffalo date and could talk for hours about it. Why did they not just have the fantasy suites week in Buffalo? For many reasons, part of which it being cold as fuck during that time of year.
That's true. That was another interesting thing I thought about the hometowns was just like, oh yeah, they filmed this when it was cold. Oh.
We had a snowstorm in April.
Yeah, I believe it. So yeah, that wouldn't be too fun.
Remember when Colton said he never brought a girl home to meet his family, and then that picture of Allie Raisin meeting his family showed up? Pepperidge Farm remembers.
Oh my gosh. No,
did you see that?
No, I didn't.
Oh my gosh. So it was like a quote Colton saying like, oh, I've never brought a girl home. And then there's like five pictures of Allie Raisin with his family, and like one's in like Christmas pajamas with all of them.
Oh my goodness. That's hilarious.
Is it just me, or is Garrett like a less successful, ever worse spoken Tim Tebow? Also, I'm only watching the men tell all if they bring Garrett's ex-wife on. I don't think you're going to get that, Doug. Yeah. And yeah, he kind of does remind me of Tim Tebow.
Yeah, I can see that. Maybe is that like if you crossed Colton and Garrett, then it's Tim Tebow? It's the whole virtue.
With a little Just for Men hair dye.
Yeah, totally. I kind of get like a Brendan Fraser from Garrett. Like a little bit like, I don't know, like his expression.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, okay. Yeah. I see that.
Yeah.
Who's better to get dating advice from than a celibate monk who doesn't speak your language? Though, to be honest, I would rather talk to the monk than have a Colton-esque sex chat with Chris Harrison. Very fair.
That's true.
Yes. I finished dead last in my office bachelor pool. Could I possibly compete against the two of you at some point, as the third person in your pool seems to be a guaranteed winner?
Oh, we hear that before, and then
yep.
Yeah, but we'll put you in the running. We're starting our list now of options.
You should have a pageant.
Ooh, yeah, a draft pageant, like a la The Proposal. Which, are you still watching that?
No, of course I'm not. No, watching that
either.
I gave up.
Yes, I haven't heard like what other type of proposals they've had, but I don't think there's been other marriage proposals. I could be wrong. Yeah. All right. Anything else that you want to discuss, Haley?
I don't think so. I think I'm good.
Yeah. Well, we will be back next week. Until then, where can people find you, Haley?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram, as always, at @hstrong_.
All right. And I am at @RHAP Recapper on Twitter. We'll talk to you next time. Bye.